You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.
This is CBS Eye on the World. Here's John Batchelor.
Taiwan. The threats continue by the People's Republic of China, operating warplanes, warships, missiles in and around the Taiwan Strait, attempting to either intimidate Taiwan into surrender, we can imagine, or intimidate allies of Taiwan, such as Japan and the United States and Australia, from offering support in the event of invasion. I welcome Gregory Copley, the editor and publisher of Defense and Foreign Affairs, to ask, Gregory, this demonstration by China, we've seen these threats before. We've seen warplanes flying near the air defense identification zone. We've seen the strait, the Taiwan Strait, used for demonstration of warships. And now we have several missiles fired over Taiwan, some of them landing in Japanese waters. Is there something unusually different that you see in this pattern of behavior by the People's Republic of China? Or is this business as usual raised to what you'd have to say is an operatic level? Good evening to you.
Good evening, John. Well, basically, I think we firstly have to look at these actions by President or General Secretary Xi Jinping in Beijing as acts of desperation. He painted himself into a corner and therefore had nowhere else to go. He had increased already the level of wolf warrior diplomacy, this insane bombastic bluster, not only against Taiwan, but against the United States, against Japan, against the world. And he basically threatened all manner of dire consequences for any support for Taiwan, including the visit by House of Representatives Speaker Nancy Pelosi to Taipei. Well, after that, you would have to assume, being in a Western frame of mind, that Nancy Pelosi could not have backed down. And in fact, it just made her visit all the more desirable from her standpoint politically. And so she was going to go ahead with it. The Taiwanese were going to go ahead with it. Yes, it showed that there was division within Washington, not just within the ruling Democratic Party, but between Democrats and Republicans alike, who were timid about responding to or defying Xi Jinping's threats. But the reality was, she made the threats. Nancy Pelosi had to go ahead with it. Therefore, Beijing had nowhere else to go but to try to escalate more than ever in its actions to punish Taiwan and the West. Well, what did it do? It put in place comprehensive military exercises, which must have been in the planning phase for a long time. But this gave them the opportunity to go ahead with it. And what did those exercises show us? Well, firstly, it was a mixture of old and new thinking that they were able to instigate with this. The firing of the ballistic missiles were, again, nothing new. And in fact, they confirmed that there were 11 Dongfeng east wind ballistic missiles fired into waters north, south, and east of Taiwan. And that sounded very ominous, but it was really very much a replay of the use of Dongfeng 15's short-range ballistic missiles, which were fired into Taiwanese waters during the 1995-96 Taiwan Straits crisis. So it's more or less, you know, an old and tried and true act of bluster. And what are they going to do? This didn't show us any new technologies or capabilities there. What they were able to do this time without any fear of repercussion was to deploy naval and air forces literally encircling Taiwan. Now, that was interesting because it showed the methodology of the People's Liberation Army there, and it was significant. And it showed, by the way, that the PLA had been able to coordinate naval, ground force, ballistic missile forces, and air force capabilities to operate cohesively. What this means is that the U.S. and Taiwan now have a better idea of how the PRC would go about its attempts to escalate against Taiwan. And it shows that the PLA is not yet ready for a full-scale amphibious operation, namely because they don't have the anti-submarine warfare capability to deter the most significant threats to any invasion force, which is submarines. Both the Taiwanese submarines, which are limited at the moment, but they're getting their new ones, the Japanese submarines and the U.S. submarines, which could, with relative impunity, take out a large number of PLA Navy amphibious vessels. So that makes it problematic. So what does the PLA try to do? It tries to quarantine the island. It also tries to demonstrate that with its longer range DF-21D anti-ship ballistic missiles, and these ones which are fired from the mainland, and they have maneuverable re-entry vehicles, in other words, separate maneuverable warheads, which each could have nuclear weapons on them, which would be really serious threats to U.S. carriers. So the U.S. would then, and they could fire these over Taiwan and strike at U.S. carriers out, beyond the Taiwan and into the Central Pacific, if you like. So this is actually something serious. But it then begs the question, we haven't seen any answer to it, is whether the U.S. ship-based anti-ballistic missile capability is up to speed. Now, the DF-21Ds could conceivably at some stage, or with the DF-26 intermediate range ballistic missile, have hypersonic glide warheads, which they could drop into the Pacific and around carrier groups. The question is whether the U.S. has sufficient ship-based anti-ballistic missile capability to take out these Chinese ballistic missiles when they're at apogee, in other words, before they launch their hypersonic glide warheads or before they launch their maneuverable re-entry vehicles against the carriers. So we still don't have a firm idea as to how vulnerable the U.S. carriers are. Bear in mind that the PLA Navy can now deploy two, and in a year or so will be able to deploy a third carrier. But they are operating under the umbrella of land-based air cover and land-based ballistic missile cover. So they do have a growing confidence there, and it's up to the U.S. now and its allies to demonstrate that they can handle that level of threat. So the level of threat exposed by Beijing in this latest round is not overwhelming, but the difference will be the level of unity and resolve within the U.S. and within the West to resist Beijing. Right now, we are seeing not the great fear, which is the rise of the great threat from the People's Liberation Army, but the fear that the West will not have the will to resist.
I want to underline that with a report from Bloomberg. As China waged extensive military exercises off of Taiwan, a group of American defense experts in Washington was focused on their own simulation of an eventual U.S.-China war over the island. The unofficial what-if game, used to be called a war game, now it's called a tabletop, is being conducted on the fifth floor of an office building not far from the White House. This is Bloomberg reporting. Mm-hmm. And it posits a U.S. military response to a Chinese invasion in the year 2026. Even though the participants bring an American perspective, they are finding that a U.S.-Taiwan victory could come at a huge cost. Now, is that surprising news, Gregory, or is this preparing the U.S. public for why we can't fight?
I think it's ignoring, in fact, a lot of the realities, which is, well, firstly, about the PRC itself. If Xi Jinping does not make the grade and get reelected in the November 20th Party Congress, then the entire situation will be different. If Xi Jinping is reelected, then the Chinese economy tanks and it becomes debatable as to how much resource Beijing can put into the PLA. Certainly, Xi Jinping would put as much as he could into the PLA. But if Xi Jinping doesn't get reelected in November, then the situation changes again. And maybe the more moderate leadership in Beijing would enhance the mainland's economy to the point where it could actually be viable again. But more importantly, they probably would back away from threatening Taiwan because they realize that this is not something which is going to enhance the economic viability of the People's Republic of China into the future. In the meantime, we don't know where the United States is going. And again, it's not about so much technology and doctrine, because within the military, they're taking care of a lot of the developments of new weapon systems like hypersonic weapons and so on. And the Taiwanese themselves are enhancing their defense force capabilities dramatically, and they'll have the new submarines in the ocean within the next couple of years. So the question is are we concerned about the rise of the PRC? Because I think there's a good chance that we'll see an implosion strategically of the PRC, which, by the way, will make it very unstable. But what worries me more is whether the United States itself will cease to be unified and capable. I mean, the decline of the United States concerns me more than the potential rise of the PRC.
Gregory Copley, editor and publisher of Defense and Foreign Affairs, where there's trouble everywhere in the world. So we're turning next to after Zawahiri, after the death of the leader of al-Qaeda. What does that mean for the threat of the jihad worldwide? I'm John Batchelor.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news. It doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your reoccurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of U.S. soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.